Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog, who is chasing the ball. Epps reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Christopher. Boudreau scores. Cullenbein moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack bunts in front of the plate. Hayes juggles the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Keltner goes all the way around to score. Mack moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mac moves to third. One out. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Mac scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Rocco scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Hamlin now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Epps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Epps moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 1 in the game. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Estilella now playing first base. JoJo White now playing center field. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White who is chasing the ball. Mack reaches third base with a triple. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 2 in the game. Schluter hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rocco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Estilella strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoag moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-2 in the game. Busch hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0-for-3 in the game. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rocco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Flick pinch hits for Luke Hamlin. Lou Flick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flick hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrison strikes out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Hoag moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett bunts towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoag moves to third. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau is hit by the pitch. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Estalella moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.